Welcome to the Gospel Minute, part of the teaching ministry of Praise Temple Apostolic Church. In this podcast, we explore various topics pertaining to the Kingdom of God with the ministers of Praise Temple. Today, we will be hearing from our youth pastor, Brother Chris Cook. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, podcasters. I would like to start by giving honor to my pastor, Philip Cook. He's probably better fit to answer this question or speak on this topic than I am. Also, I would like to give honor to Brother Josh Mackey and Jonathan Lawrence for their desire to put on this podcast as an extension of ministry for Praise Temple Apostolic Church here in Madisonville. And all those who may join in, we'd like to say welcome. I am Reverend Chris Cook, the youth pastor at Praise Temple Apostolic Church. And certainly I would like to give honor to everyone listening who has tuned in. Thank you for your desire to understand the working of the church a little better. I hope and pray that you're blessed by this episode, as it's blessed me to prepare for it. I was asked to expound on the question, what does a healthy church look like? How do you know if your church is healthy? And should we average church attendance or the number of conversion, the size of the offerings, or some other metrics? This is such a great question that's often thought about, but it's hardly ever spoken on. To be able to answer this question, we must first need to ask another question. What is the church? Your definition of the church will determine how you view your local assembly. If you are limited in your understanding of what the church is and the purpose of it, you may think that your church is thriving, while actually it is underperforming the will of God. Church is more than just padded pews, pulpits, and a microphone. The church has a foundation. And that foundation is the revelation that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ and is the Son of the living God. This institution of the church was established by the words of Christ immediately after Peter's response to who Jesus was. So the church is Christ Jesus. It has and it'll always be His. In Revelations, the church is referred to as the Lamb's wife. He came to redeem himself a bride who had fallen, that would be the church, so that he might present it to himself again on the day as a spotless lamb. Any way you look at it, any way you try to define the church, you cannot remove it from its foundation. If you build on any other foundation, I would dare to say that you don't have a church. You have a club. We also know that Christ is the head of the church, and we are His body. You cannot move separately around or independently from the head. If you do, you'll be underproductive and wander about with misguided intentions. The church must always be submitted to its head. Its head is Christ. I would say that the first metric for a healthy church or assembly is, are you built on the foundation? The foundation of the mighty God in Christ Jesus. Are you submitted to Him as the head of the church? If you aren't, I would say tear down what you have tried to build on and get the foundation right first. If you try to build on anything else, your building will be in vain. Secondly, we know that although we are many members, we are just one body. And I understand that there are many shapes and sizes of churches across the world, and every church has its own personality and pastor. And because of this, people will fit in better at some places and more than others. But if your assembly is out of sync with the vast majority of the rest of the body, you might need to examine or take a closer look at how you are actually fitting into the body. Your church or your local assembly shouldn't be operating independently from the rest of the body. I know we have many personalities that make up churches and personalities of pastors and the traits that make up each assembly. But I'm not here to condemn an independent church or a UPC church or an ALJC church or a UAC church. But I would like to emphasize your church should not be moving independently from the rest of the body. With the availability to stream services like we do today, many times you'll find that the same message preached across the globe is the same one that was preached most of the time in your local assembly. This isn't because pastors or preachers compare notes. Rather, it's because the Spirit always has a singular, dominant message or theme. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. Let me also say, there are times that the Spirit tailor-fits a message for a congregation, and this may differ slightly from what is being taught in other congregations, but the purpose of the message is to get every member in sync with the body. We must be aware of the operations of the rest of the body to be considered a healthy part of the body. If you were to see someone with a member that just jumps or moves around in no harmony with the rest of the body, that's what an independent church doing its own thing looks like. It doesn't really make sense, nor does it show a healthy body. You would look at that and you would think that's a handicap, that's a restriction. But you want to be in sync with the rest of the body. This is why I believe we need to be tethered to an organization, because we need more accountability than just our local assembly. I believe that. The next healthy church, a healthy church is in love with the Word of God. If the church is the Lamb's wife and the Lamb is also the Word, then we should be infatuated with His Word. You know, I love to worship in the Spirit as much as the next guy. I love to shout with the best of them, but it must be balanced with the Word. You know, I've seen many churches that push worship, as we all should, but if we're not careful, we'll wear out the assembly with worship. And when the Word comes, they're too tired or they're exhausted to engage and receive the words of truth. You know, Jesus said Himself, worship is more than just a shouting experience. Worship is also truth. So just as you cannot eat sugar alone, even though it tastes great, you need meat. He said that my words are meat indeed, and you need the meat to grow into a healthy body. So a healthy church has an appetite for the Word of God. Another metric, I believe, to measure a healthy church is the church, or is she producing offspring? She will be bringing forth children if she's a healthy body, if she's a healthy church. Just as Rachel lamented to have a child, and then once her children, of course we know one died and the other was taken away. So you find that Rachel was lamenting, even I believe it was in the book of Matthew, you'll find where she was lamenting as her children were taken to exile. So the church is the mother to the motherless, as God is the father to the fatherless. So I believe that a healthy church will be desiring children. If your local assembly doesn't have some type of outreach program, I would highly recommend trying to do so. Try to get someone. If it's just you or if it's just a handful, try to grab you some tracts or some church business cards. Knock doors and tell somebody about the goodness of the gospel. Show them that there is a place that they can come in their local town or their local city that will share the gospel with them. So I believe a healthy church will be producing offspring. Another part of the question was, would you measure offerings as a way to count a healthy church? I would say to this, offerings are very important to a healthy church, but it's not the amount of money that is received. I know that there are some churches that have some that have greater financial stability in them, but I believe it was the story of the widow's mite that Jesus referred to, that He said that she had come and she had given one little mite, but it was more than any of the other ones had given. So I believe, yes, offerings are important, and you do need money to grow an assembly and to put back and to invest into the building and to print literature so that you can have Bible studies and charts and Sunday school programs, and it takes money in today's world. But I believe greater than that is trying to institute the law of giving, because when we give, we're blessed. So I wouldn't measure typically a dollar amount on the offering. I would see, I would measure on whether or not people are giving as they should or as they could. Are they giving how God blessed them? So I believe if you institute these, and it needs to come from the head down, that God will bless and He will bless your church. I do believe that it's important to be a giving church, giving to missions, even if it's just a small percentage. I believe that if you give, God will bless it. And with money being such a dynamic part of the operations of day-to-day operations of the church, it is very important. I was asked, I guess this, what is the most important part of the church, or what ministry could you not do without? I would say to that question, the church is like an engine. Some would say it's that the most important part of an engine is the fuel. I've heard others say that it's the spark or the plugs and the wires. Some would say maybe it's the piston or the timing chain. But I would say to a healthy church is it has everything working in conjunction with one another. A healthy church is a united church. A healthy church is one that is submitted to its head and has caught the vision of a pastor and has worked it to the best of their ability, living with all of these godly principles that have been brought before you over the last few moments. There's not one part that is greater than the other. I would say that it takes every part. And it doesn't matter whether you're a church of 5 or you're a church of 25 or a church of 250 or a church of 2,500. If you aren't operating in unity, if you aren't operating in oneness together, you are not reflecting your head, first of all, and you're not being very Christ-like, because it's the enemy that seeks to divide, but it's Christ that seeks to unify. I would love to go into more detail. I don't want to spend too much time, but maybe possibly we could go into more segments about a healthy church. And I hope that this little bit of tidbits has helped you along the way. And to the pastors, I hope that maybe this has given a little insight, and maybe to some of the preachers that are preaching in your local assembly, I hope this has been inspiring to you. For those local ministers that are maybe feeling a call to be a pastor one day, I would say to you, take it one day at a time and make sure, check the pulse all the time of your church. It's not your job. I would say this, it's not your job to be a coroner, but it's your job to be a nurse. It's your job to be the servant to the patient or a servant to the church. And don't ever look at your local assembly and think that this isn't what it should be. Don't ever go try to override your pastor and think the church isn't growing like it should be growing. Make sure you stay under the authority of your pastor, because after all, he is the under shepherd of the shepherd, and he is your man of God. And I would say to all those other podcasters that are listening, I hope this has helped you, and take pride in your church. It doesn't matter the size, and do all that you can for your church. Find the need in the church, because I heard a great person say this not too long ago, the need is the call, and there are plenty of callings out there, and all you got to do is grab a need and go for it. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully we can get back in this some other time, and God bless you, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gospel Minute. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a minute to leave us a review and subscribe to be notified when we post a new episode. You can also follow us on our Facebook page, Praise Temple Apostolic Church. If you would like to join us in service, we are located at 725 West Knoll Avenue, Madisonville, Kentucky. Our service times are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. God bless.